And this recording is of a slightly longer body scan practice. So again, as you move into this, just remind yourself, why am I doing this? Remind yourself of your personal reasons why doing this might be a good idea. Even if you're not sure and you just want to try it, that's a good reason. But I would tend to see it as doing yourself a favor of taking the one body that you've got and trying to get close to it, understand it, be familiar with it, and see if you can be with it as smoothly and easily as possible, even when it's giving you trouble. So starting off with a little attention to your posture, whether sitting or lying or standing, seeing if you can get yourself as comfortable as you reasonably can, whilst retaining a sense of alertness and awakeness. Physical tension, like muscle tightness, doesn't really add much to this exercise. So if there's any that you can detect, that you can let go of, then by all means do. But this isn't a relaxation exercise. So if there's tension you can't let go of, see if you can give it permission to be there, and it will become part of our practice. And then, as always, setting up your mind. If you're going to do this, decide to do it. And remind yourself as well that it doesn't take huge amounts of effort, and it shouldn't be a strain. That doesn't help. All you need is a bit of openness, a bit of curiosity. And since you're coming towards your body, and that body may have some difficulty in it, see if you can approach yourself like a skilled nurse or doctor looking after a painful wound. And they would approach it being clear about what needs to be done, and yet in the process being as kind and gentle as possible. So as you do this exercise, see if you can be clear about what you're doing, but remain a bit patient and a bit gentle with yourself as you go about it. So, coming towards your body right now, the raw, blunt feelings of your body right now, and starting with the sensations that are coming in this moment from your face, from your forehead, around your eyes, around your mouth, down to the line of your chin and jaw. Tuning into this and staying steady as best you can, paying attention to your face. And then moving down to your neck. opening up to what you can feel coming from the front of your neck by your throat, round the sides, and round to the back. Not shutting anything else out. If emotions are there in your present moment, let them be there. Notice them too. But the most of your focus, your main focus, as best you can, on your neck. And from there down to your shoulders, both shoulders, left and right, and the bit of that top of the back that connects them both, up around your shoulder blades. Tuning in there, paying attention. And this is a good point to remind yourself that we're aware of physical sensations, and we're also very interested in the emotions that come with them, because there's so often tightness, perhaps anxiety or frustration at the shoulders. So staying rooted in the plain physical sensations and staying sensitive to the emotions that come with them at the shoulders. And from there, moving on to your arms and your hands. So from your shoulders all the way down to the tips of your fingers. And there's so much going on that we don't usually notice. Sensations of pressure with the hands, I don't know, folded in your lap or pressed against the floor. Clothes against your skin. So just taking some moments to notice that. Appreciate the fullness of that. Get close to everything you can feel coming from your arms and your hands. And then back to the center of your body. This time scanning up and down the length of your back. From the top between your shoulder blades, all the way down to your bum. As best you can, opening up and acknowledging what you're feeling coming from there. And you'll also benefit from noticing once again how you're reacting to your feelings. If difficult sensations come up, are you distracting? Are you hating them? Are you fearing them? And be patient with yourself. Everyone has reactions, but see if you can notice exactly what yours are, as well as keeping your attention rooted, moment by moment, on what's happening in your back. And from there to your chest. So your chest at the front by your breastbone, and then round the sides, following your ribs to under your arms. It's probably moving with your breath. Just paying attention, really. Getting up close to it. And staying alert to any emotions that are coming with tightness. Feelings of tightness in your chest, your breathing, your breastbone. Being as sympathetic to yourself as you can and saying, yes, this is what I'm feeling. And these are my feelings. Staying with your chest. And then down to your tummy, at the front by your belly button, round to the sides, all of the areas covered by the waistband of your clothes. Now this is obviously moving with your breathing, with your in-breath, with your out-breath. Tune into that. Feel what you can feel coming from there. Notice if you've got any habits of sucking your tummy in or trying to flatten it. And just for this moment, just let it hang out. And acknowledge everything as it is. Staying with your tummy. and moving further down to your hips and your pelvis. Scanning through your bum, around your hip joints, around your genitals. Opening up, making contact with what you can feel coming in this moment from your hips and your pelvis. And moving on down to your legs and your feet, from your hip joints, down through your thighs, the backs of your thighs, knees, the backs of your knees, your shins, your calves, ankles, and down to your feet. What's going on there? Where can you feel touch and pressure? Where can you feel warmth or coolness? Are there any emotions? How are you responding? And staying with your hips, your legs, and your feet. And then, letting your attention expand out, letting your awareness flood through your whole body, all of the areas that you've scanned through, so that your whole body is aware. You're fully there, not just in your head, but in the real blunt rawness of your physical body. As best you can, admitting and acknowledging, yeah, this is how I am overall now. And emotionally, and in how you've done this practice, admitting how you are there too. If it's not been perfect, if it's been hard to concentrate, just acknowledging that. Cutting yourself some slack. You can't be any better than you are. So acknowledging your body as it is, your mind and your heart as it is, as best you can, with some acceptance and some forgiveness. This is where I am right now. And this is the central point of mindfulness. So moving forward, seeing if you can, if you choose to, commit to holding on to a little bit of presence, to being a little bit more physically present as you move on from this practice. And without being too complicated, if there's anything you want to, as it were, make a note of, or remember that you've learned, or for next time, remind yourself now. And as you gently and slowly move yourself from this practice into what happens next, remind yourself that being a little more present, acknowledging how you are, is an option throughout your day and not just when you're doing a practice like this. And with that in mind, this practice is finished.